I'm Patrick Scahill for WNPR News. Money set aside for energy efficiency projects could soon get slashed as state legislators work to close a large budget deficit. The proposed cut passed out of the legislature's Finance Committee last week and looks to divert $22 million from the Regional Greenhouse Gas Initiative, or REGI, into the state's general fund. Currently, that cash is earmarked for efficiency, renewable, and non-carbon energy projects, everything from solar panels on your roof to heating upgrades at hospitals. Chris Phelps opposes the cut. He's an advocate with Environment Connecticut.
What raiding these ratepayer clean energy funds would do is raise people's energy bills because we'd be investing less in energy efficiency measures that help families and businesses cut their energy bills. So we'd be literally taking money out of people's pockets.
REGI went into effect in 2008. It's an agreement between nine states to cap carbon emissions. Under the agreement, power plants exceeding emission limits can buy credits, and a portion of the revenue generated from those sales gets reinvested into clean energy projects. In an email, a spokesperson from the Department of Energy and Environmental Protection said taking money out of the REGI fund would devastate Connecticut's efforts to build a clean energy future and would likely contribute to increased energy prices in our state. Advocates opposing the measure are scheduled to speak out at the state capitol today at 11 a.m. Patrick Scahill, WNPR News.